Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, November 6th, 2020. I'm Rich Stravolino. Apple announced that developers will be required to provide new privacy details to users on the App Store starting December 8th. These so-called nutrition labels were first announced at this year's WWDC and require developers to identify all possible data collection and uses. This will apply to all new app submissions and updates. The National Payments Corporation of India announced that starting in January, it will enforce a cap on payments processing through UPI such that no single payments app will process more than 30% of transactions per month in India. Google Pay and Walmart's Phone Pay regularly pass 35%. Meanwhile, WhatsApp has been granted approval to fully roll out payments in India. Tuesday, about $1 billion worth of Bitcoin suddenly moved out of a wallet that had remained dormant since the seizure of the Silk Road Marketplace in 2013. Thursday, the U.S. Department of Justice said it had seized 70,000 Bitcoins generated from sales on the Silk Web Marketplace by someone referred to as Individual X. The seized Bitcoins are now subject to forfeit procedure. Facebook announced it has blocked several hashtags on its site that were being used to share election misinformation. Searching for a blocked hashtag sends users to a page that advises the term was temporarily hidden and that some content in those posts goes against our community standards. Facebook also said it removed the group Stop the Steal, saying the group was formed around delegitimizing the election, which was creating real-world events with the potential for violence. Facebook announced it will put the name of the winner of the U.S. presidential election at the top of Facebook and Instagram once a majority of major media outlets report it. Facebook will use projections from decision desks at Reuters, ABC News, CBS News, Fox News, NBC News, CNN, and the Associated Press. Until that time, the company will add links to its voting information center on all presidential candidate posts. Google confirmed it began rolling out Stadia family sharing to some users. This was announced back at Stadia's launch and lets account holders share game purchases and games redeemed with pro subscriptions with up to six other people. Users can choose to only share select titles, and a title can only be played by one person at a time in the family sharing group. Roku earned 9 cents per share on revenue of $451.7 million in Q3, beating analysts' forecasts of a 40 cents loss per share in the quarter. Active accounts increased 43% to 46 million, while streaming hours hit 14.8 billion in the quarter, up 54% in the year. Sales of Roku hardware increased 57% in the year, while monetized video ad impressions were up 90% in the year. The company announced that its Roku channel now has 54 million viewers. Uber reported it lost 62 cents per share on revenue of $3.13 billion in Q3, beating analyst expectations of a 65 cent loss per share, but missing on revenue. The company's mobility business, which includes rides, saw net revenue decline 52% in the year to $1.37 billion. Delivery net revenue grew 190% to $1.14 billion. The company still expects to be profitable by the end of 2021. On the earnings call, CEO Derek Khosrowshahi said that its ride-sharing business was recovering faster than other transportation alternatives, including mass transit in large cities, which he credits to the company's no mask, no ride policy. He also said Uber Eats now lists 30% of restaurants in the US and about 15% of those in France on the platform. And finally, Sony announced that at launch, the PS5 will not support expanding SSD storage. The console does include a user-accessible M.2 SSD slot, but Sony said this will be available only in a future update. The company said it needs to do compatibility testing on SSDs to ensure they'll work on the PS5. Expansion drives need to handle 5.5 gigabytes per second of bandwidth over a PCI Express Gen 4 connection and work with the PS5's I/O controller. The PS5 does support expanding storage over USB. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes there and links to all these headlines as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.